Did y'all see the Vince Dooley commercial?
No.
Undead Vince Dooley.
Yeah, they've been running it since the day after he died.
I had not seen that before today, and I did not know they were still running it.
Hi, I'm Vince Dooley from Beyond the Grave.
Anyway, it's campaign ad Vince Dooley cut for Herschel.
I'm in heaven here with Greg Allman.
But and just the two of us. That's it.
That's it. Only two people made it.
Why is Ronald Reagan here? Oh goodness, it's
sweltering. It's just Greg wearing his mask again.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen him.
Hey, I just started the space. Wanna join? Gosh.
Goofy present at the crucifixion of Jesus.
I love that there's already like 100 people there before us. Ryan, I don't see you, and I also don't see any listeners.
I've no entered listeners. The space.
Yes, I see 687 listeners.
It says a bunch of people are listening, but it doesn't.
Yeah, I can't see any of them.
They've tried to destroy us for years, but they couldn't.
Holly's still muted.
Holly, unmute.
I still only see. I can't see myself in there. You're going to have to unmute me.
Enter the chaos realm.
Because I can still only see Doug and Jason.
Are you sure Ryan's in here?
It says I am.
Ryan, Cobra Commander's my favorite voice of yours.
I says I can't unmute you.
Yeah.
Good.
Holly, fetch 3 Chaos Emeralds to enter the space.
Hey, someone tweet at Elon. All he does is sit by his phone waiting to reply to people.
That's
so.
True. That's at true. All hours. Faith is what will faith is what will carry the full cast this night.
Keep using that voice. All right, Doug, I'm sending a request. Wait, okay. Wait, I think
summon
I got it.
Summon more children
I got
to
it.
The space.
Oh, here
woo!
We go.
Tell them we have candies.
You got
and action figures.
Hello, Cobra Commander.
Is that what that is?
Wait. I don't know.
Oh, I just named it that.
That's what she's decided.
It's like a modernized
Samford, welcome.
For a voice actor who
won't. But also like Elizabethan somehow?
It's like modernized because that way you don't wear out the voice actor.
It's actually what G.I. Joe
did Dickens.
What I realize is it's actually a very specific Venture Brothers character. But this
Venture Brothers character?
It's one of the evil council members. It's the two that are grafted together and their heads are both growing out of the same body.
Let me see if I can get James Urbaniak in the space.
That'd be fun.
He's busy.
Hey, we're over 1,000.
Bring him on. Oh, hey, we're over 1,000. Let's go.
Launch the show, Spencer! Press the button!
Oh, that Divine. Used to be... That was the voice you were using to ask to talk to, like, as, like, Antioch's herald.
Oh,
that's what it was. That's like when you were, like, asking children to tell Antioch their favorite ice cream.
Bring forth your young to meet the birthday lord himself. Spencer, press the button.
Oh, God.
Full cast after dark for men.
Welcome to the full cast after dark.
Happy birthday!
It went so long it became funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
no!
Woof. Woof.
Obligatory wolf howl. Welcome to the only college football recap show on this here internet. Pray with us that the one person overseeing everything at Twitter right now is only focusing on the high-end performance of this here stream.
Engineer Daryl, we salute you for your efforts.
somebody who's sleeping under their desk right now at Twitter.
Sleeping?
Yeah, sleep. Yeah.
Fired. Gone.
Fired. Gone.
Fired. Elon, you should fire that guy who's sleeping.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. But yes, this is the championship edition of the full cast after dark because champions only this week. And that means by the way that UNC is not invited because
aww.
God damn.
Aww.
Aww. You wanted us to pay attention to you, ACC. Fine.
I don't think that's. I don't think that's true. Listen, there are lots of years. There are lots of years where that is true, but I can honestly say, at no point did the ACC like do the whole witness me thing. No.
Well,
no.
They,
okay.
They did the witness me thing.
There was one.
When?
There was one witness me moment. I want to say it was Clemson's fourth touchdown of the evening.
Okay.
In which a down the sideline, over the shoulder, football into a mailbox, if the mailbox was the size of a bread box and being cradled in the arms of a freshman who was so far down the depth chart that he wasn't on any of the depth charts that they had in the television booth. Caught a it would have been a touchdown pass. He did a an amazing Charleston, the dance move, up to the 1 yard line, resulting in one of I think the best pylon camera shot that I have personally seen this year. And I love a good pylon shot. And thankfully they had to do a quick, you know, just in case review to see if he stepped out, which gave the booth crew time to shuffle through their papers and realize that this kid who had just caught a what was Clemson's longest pass of the season had played here. Let's see, over under, closest without going over, Ryan, how many snaps would you say this kid played this season?
12.
Jason.
One.
Damn it.
Spencer.
I know the answer.
Okay. Ryan is closest without going over. This
yes!
kid had played 8 snaps this year, all of them in the Miami game.
I went over.
I won.
And Dabo, Dabo.
This is a, this
wait,
is a
reverse that.
Jason wins a lot of things.
Anyway,
this
Dabo and Dabo trotted him out and winged a touchdown pass to him. I think just to be an enormous bitch, which for once I respect.
All right. So the ACC made us sit, pay attention twice this time, and when they blocked LSU's extra point in week one. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Those were the things that mattered.
Other than that, ACC, hey, guess what? You all completed your season. That counts.
Real quick, just to talk about more important conferences.
Impossible.
Let's shout out our Twitter space representatives. Montana State, Incarnate Word, Sacramento State, and the Samford Bulldogs, all advancing to the FCS quarterfinals.
Congratulations.
It pays to attend the full cast after dark. It's putting in homework and it's paying dividends on the field.
Yeah, the football secrets that the tape we grind, the plays we draw on this space.
That shows up around 1:30 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Grind. We really make you earn it.
Grind. That's why we're on late, because we've been grinding, not for any other reason.
Quad Gruden comes on, the mysterious fourth Gruden.
Quad. I call this guy Quad because he's an ATV with a soul.
Born with 4 gallbladders.
Because he's a dog.
Yeah. Because he's the dog Gruden.
Dog Gruden.
We treated him just the same. Terribly.
But he got a job with the Raiders.
He did. Hey, listen, he got a job with the Raiders because you have to be, you have meritocracy is everything in the NFL.
God, what better way to talk about a playoff shifting championship weekend than to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders and Clemson football. I think we've really covered. You know
Nailed
what?
It.
Let's just wrap it. Let's just wrap
so
it
speaking,
right there.
So speaking of two teams that'll never not make the playoff, definitely not.
Who is this guy throwing the 17-tweet thread in our mentions about John Gruden at 12:30 at night on
is
championship
it's
Sunday?
It's John Gruden.
Is it Roger?
Is it Quad Gruden?
It's nobody I'm aware of.
It's Quad Gruden.
Sir, I'm sorry or I'm happy for you, but I'm not reading all that.
it's a lot. Did Quad Gruden suppress Hunter Biden's dick pics? Is that what happened?
That is what happened.
I think he's mad that something about...
Is this about USF?
Oh, he thinks USF was never considering Gruden. Yeah, that's not actually true. Sorry.
USF was considering their wallet, y'all.
Sorry.
Okay, so
those talks really happened. It's not my fault. I didn't make them.
So what this actually is about Deion Sanders, though.
That is
correct.
Who did not take the USF job, who did take the Colorado job.
Yeah, I don't understand that on either side, but I suppose we don't have to talk about this now.
Colorado is nicer than Tampa.
Does
okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, Matt, I think you, his name is Matt. Matt, I think you need to go to bed for a little bit because you have both Ole Miss and Notre Dame in your bio, and you are calling USF's fan base toxic. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to. Hey, it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, man, go to bed.
We're going to command you. Go to bed.
Sorry, Bed's I only great. Got I got distracted because he was dropping like paragraphs in my mentions. Usually those are Bible verses.
Jason, what were the two teams you wanted to talk about that aren't making the playoffs? This could be many.
Oh, well, that was Clemson and the Raiders. Gotcha. But let's see. Actually, let's talk about a couple teams that won't make the playoff. Okay. Texas A&M, we haven't mentioned them yet this week.
Listen, they won that LSU game.
You know who didn't beat LSU is another team that won't make the playoff, the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm saying this on a recording that will probably not be published to our feed until after the rankings are out. That's fine. The Alabama Crimson Tide will not make the playoff.
Okay, but Nick Saban said that they should because they're yes. very good.
Nick Saban mm-hmm. said they should because he knows of some computers that say Alabama would probably beat TCU in a game that won't happen.
I think there's a very simple metric why Alabama should get in. We should prioritize for picking playoff participants how many times they've previously been in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And under that metric, it should be Alabama, and that will be true next year and the year after that, and for time immemorial.
It's just because, sort of a feedback loop. Alabama, mm-hmm. Ohio State, Clemson, yeah. and Oklahoma. That's your playoff
right.
forever.
Right, and like for a while, that was kind of true. So why shouldn't it still be true? Why wouldn't we go back to a simpler time?
We liked those games, didn't we? They were, mm-hmm. most of them were the title were games were good.
They were good games, folks.
The semifinals were horrible, but the title games were good.
Right.
Yeah. So what is, by the way, like
Michigan's only been in the playoff once. Why are we letting them back?
Get that
in?
Shit out of here.
We shouldn't.
TCU, we kept them out the first time for a reason.
Nick got talked into that shit, right? And that sucks because, like, they're like, yeah, Nick, you're going to go on. You got to say we're good. And Nick's like, we're shit. We're absolute shit. We don't need. They don't deserve to go anywhere. And the PR's like, Nick, you can't say that. And he's like, fuck you. I can say anything I want.
Like, imagine Nick Saban ever in his life talking up his team as a favorite. He was like, we should get in the playoff because we'd be favored to beat the other bubble
yes.
teams.
Yes.
Nick Saban yep. hates the idea of being favored. Nothing disgusts him more. Like, say they get in. Say they put him at number four despite dropping two games and not beating anyone better than TCU's second-best win. Say they fuck around and put him in for no good reason. Saban is immediately going to flip. We are the biggest underdogs here because we are piles of shit and I hate all of you.
No.
Like, immediately.
No, he won't even have to. In this capacity, he'll just say the media said that.
The
it
media,
was me. It was
some
me, Nick
asshole.
Saban on TV.
It was me, Austin, the whole time. Some asshole was going around on the halftimes of Championship Saturday when you scumbags weren't even good enough to play football that day. This asshole was saying you'd beat Ohio State. How dare that guy, whoever he was.
Also, things that Nick Saban hates. While we're on it, playing more football games.
She sure. could be recruiting. Yep. He could be recruiting.
That's not me saying that. That's Nick.
That is Nick saying that.
Nick has said that in public, on record.
In a magazine.
But
mm-hmm. He said it's multiple times.
But he went on TV tonight and was just like, well, Bama's good, and you want good teams, don't you?
This is I didn't get to see this live, and I kind of wish I had because I have seen Nick bullshit in many directions, but never in a direction where he wants the duality of the pull of I really don't want to be in the fucking playoffs, but also I really don't want to have the press acknowledge my team as being better than I think they are.
Yeah, he's just got to lie and like.
But he's doing. He has to do it in two different directions. It's very Billy Flynn.
See, like the pro. We're gonna get back to the God Mac Brown here for a second. At one point, Mac Brown in the BCS era. Had to lie and say that Texas was more qualified than Cal. Now I'm going to say this. That was a really good
Mac, and Mac did this every year.
That was great, man. You'd just be watching like The View and Mac would pop up and be
Mac's,
like, hey,
Mac's
mention...
annual BCS tap dance thing was a sight to behold, children.
Did I mention we were better? Yeah, like he would just get on and he would say whatever shit and you'd love it because you were like, God, he loves lying. That man just loves to lie about his team.
You know who else won a title game because their coach was good at lying to the media would be the Florida Gators in 2006.
That is correct. That is correct.
Count it! Count it!
So it was a trend for a while. You young folks might not believe this, but there was a while there where like coaches could just sort of talk their way into title games.
But this is
y'all think we're good?
Wouldn't it be great if this applied to the NFL as well? Like, yes. wouldn't it be fucking awesome if you were like, I'm sorry, Mike McCarthy, I know Dallas is having a good year, but we really need you to go make the argument.
You just don't have much charisma.
More of
so.
Those idiots talking, please. Andy Reid accepted. Andy Reid, after seeing him on the State Farms every year, please put Andy Reid in charge of the playoff committee.
Dude, Andy Reid's the airplane one. I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to find the guy who did this. That's great shit.
Yeah. The delivery is top notch. Absolutely top notch.
He can break down his mac and cheese recipe or grilled cheese, whichever it was he gave to Charles McDonald.
Mac and cheese, yeah.
One
thing that I did not know, I didn't know there was a coda to that story until earlier this year. Apparently Charles brought up that story in a subsequent job interview and texted Andy Reid to tell him that he had gotten the job, and Andy Reid responded in all caps, "Let's eat!" So pleasing.
That's absolutely wonderful. He's the second best football actor, the first being Bryce Young, who in a dramatic performance in the Fansville commercial is genuinely disturbing.
That was
Bryce,
so good.
Bryce Young
he's got that like Greg Berlanti face. He needs
and that's why Alabama should be in the play. Listen to everything you're saying.
Yeah.
Listen.
You know who's the worst actor in the Heisman House? It's Kyler Murray.
And Tebow's up there.
Yeah, you know what he's thinking about? Call of Duty.
I was going to say baseball.
Tebow's unfortunately, I think, pretty good, usually because he's just playing the public character of Tebow. Kyler Murray he'd rather be gaming.
It is kind of a shame now that you mention this, because if Kyler Murray had played baseball, there has never been a baseball player who it's like, oh, he's playing too much video games.
Yeah.
We're worried that he's not caring enough about, like, all baseball players, they're like, please, just like, don't injure yourself in some stupid hot tub accident. That's our preference.
Baseball players are basically like carrying a Labrador around anywhere. They're like, don't eat that. That's a rock.
What's in your mouth? Spit it out.
In Major League Baseball, be like, Kyler Murray is one of the smartest people we've ever met because he plays video games.
All right. Off-season project children's book called Spit It Out, Mike Trout.
Yeah.
The Angels, another team that won't be making the playoffs.
Where
are they based?
They're
Los
incredible.
Angeles. Who else isn't making the playoff? USC. USC is not making the playoff.
God damn. This is all we're talking about for the next
So the Angels and USC, quite possibly both of them have the two best players, but
correct. Correct. Yep. Not going to matter.
At least one of them plays in Los Angeles.
Not going to matter.
Because it turns out you need more than two guys. That's basically the problem for both those teams.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Not gonna matter because Utah beat that ass. Utah beat that ass. We tell you time and time again, Utah just waiting to beat some ass. What did they do? They beat some ass.
I think we actually started this year for once, for the first time ever, by saying let's love Utah from the start of the season instead of remembering halfway through the season that we love Utah.
USC tackled in that game like an unconfident parent trying to dress a toddler.
They tackled like they were swing dancing and they were expecting their partner to like flip their legs around and instead they just fell over.
I think we can all have our own personal interpretation. I think they tackled like someone who is administering the birthday party, someone else's kid is trying to escape, and you're not entirely comfortable with, like, am I allowed to just scoop this kid up like it's mine? But if I don't, that kid's going to run out into the street.
Get out of the street. Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
This kid smells really bad. I don't want to touch this kid.
If you've ever tried to catch a
Spencer,
cat.
Spencer, what do you think the tackling was like?
If you've ever tried to catch a cat and it starts to sink a claw into you and you're like, whoa, 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 this thing's got nails. That's what it was like. Every time they got close to one, it was like, whoa, this is way harder than I thought it was going to be.
I told my friends I could beat up a bear. Now fucking house cats.
Oh yeah, no. This is absolutely like, yeah, I'm gonna kick that possum's ass, and then you're like, ah, I'm holding the possum. This is fucked up. Yeah.
So yeah, USC found itself facing staring down the terrible talons of the Utah awesomes.
I think at one point in the third quarter, they looked up and they're like, USC has 22 missed tackles tonight.
It was astounding.
The third fucking quarter.
It was fucking astounding. Because obviously this game turned a lot on, it probably is the most significant quarterback injury of the year. I think he was
still really good. Like, that's the insane thing.
Yeah. But at the time, when Caleb Williams got hurt, I believe it was, 14-3, 17-3, something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Right around halftime.
Utah scored a lot of points after that. A lot. Utah finished this game with 47 points, and they're just all over the place. They're just, 223 yards rushing on 35 attempts. It's not good.
Mm-mm.
It's not good at all. 310 yards passing on 34 attempts. That's also not good.
But you know what? Cam Rising, do you know what Cam Rising can do? He can hit a 5-yard out to a tight end, baby. That's what he can do.
Sure. And then the tight end runs for another 20 yards.
He can, yes, because again, the guy attempts to tackle him and the tight end goes, "You don't really want to do this, do you?"
We can both walk away. We can both go home to our families if you simply don't tackle me.
It's like, "Dad, your dad made you play, right?" He's like, "Dad made me play."
I think
your father loves you regardless of whether you tackle me or not.
Just let me walk on task. The one where their tight end, the Australian tight end, by the way, who I know at the time was like, "Sports easy." They don't even touch you. It's great. I know that on that one, that was the one where I was like, they would like to go home now. They would like to go home. Like, at no point in the third or fourth quarter did that defense think, you know what? I'm really enjoying competition and being with my friends. They're like, I'm tired. I would like to be somewhere else.
Imagine being told that, like independent of this era and not knowing much about, the last decade of USC football, if you're just sort of a time traveler being dropped into a random era and you're told USC is going to bring on a coach who has, one power conference and won multiple Heismans, and he's going to bring a ton of talent with him. USC is going to go undefeated against everyone but Utah. Twice.
In the bag. Done.
Little Utah is going to ruin a quite loaded, at least on one side of the ball, just one side of the ball, USC team.
And USC, at one point in the fourth quarter of this game, which again was a blowout, USC cut it to 27-24. And then two plays later, the defense immediately was like, "Oh, this is too much pressure. Absolutely not." Absolutely not.
You guys can see us?
No.
Shit. Are we on TV when we play our side? No.
Please no.
Yeah. Can you guys go watch something else? There's a lot of things on.
I don't like Utah.
Have you seen Andor? There are 10 episodes. You can start now. Did you know George Lucas went to USC? Look, I'm advertising. This is networking. I wanted to counter one little critique that I saw, which was like, "Oh wow, a Lincoln Riley team came up in a situation against a more physical team and look what happened." And I'm like, "All right, I recognize that is a phenomenon that has happened before. However, dude, this is year one."
As we would love to clown on Oklahoma and USC at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't think this was that.
I want to put it this way. I'm going to reserve the delicacy that will be pointing out a Lincoln Riley team getting absolutely hit in the chops with a brick when this is actually a Lincoln Riley team, right? Like, that's what I want to save it for. So, 2 years.
I ain't waiting.
We've
seen a full Lincoln Riley team, and it looked like this.
No, that's fair.
It's also if you look at the first Utah game.
And they didn't bring him to USC to not be Lincoln Riley, after all.
Yeah. Be yourself.
I'm kind of convinced.
They didn't get beat on the ground as badly, but Cam Rising threw for 415 yards and ran for 3 touchdowns. So, you lost the first game 43-42. if your defense couldn't get their shit together enough to be like, no, we're not. I mean, this is the same USC team that beat Arizona by 8 and gave up 37 points. They beat Cal by 6 and gave up 35 points.
Inexcusable. That's like, the one where you're like, what did you do? You gave up 35 to fucking Cal. Cal doesn't want 35 points.
No, no. Cal is like, what do we do with this? We don't have the storage for that. We live in a studio apartment. We don't even have a TV.
Inconsiderate gift. God.
Like, USC, their turnover margin on the year was plus 21. That is stupid. Like the wheels were going to fall off this.
That's the kind of turnover margin where you're like, I'm good at slots. I'm super good at slots.
I think it's 21 after this game. I think it was even bigger.
Yeah.
Entering this.
You
game.
Missed the announcers, by the way, during this game talking about that as though it was an immutable stat.
Yes.
God
loves me and never will stop.
I have a Cam Rising theory that I would like to float, and I'm going to see if I can make this land the way I want it to land, because to be clear, it is on record. We love Utah, and this is a compliment. Cam Rising is the anti-Stetson Bennett, by which I mean he's way better than he looks.
Oh, interesting.
Like, no one who has that many different arm motions when throwing a football should be this good at getting the football to land in the arms of people trying to catch the football.
Right.
Like, what is the spiritual opposite of a mailman?
The spiritual opposite of a mailman. Let's see, a mailman appears.
Package thief?
Yeah.
Going to say mail bomber.
Arsonist.
But...
Wow.
Did you just call him the Unabomber?
Cam Anthrax Rising. I don't know, anyway, but does that make sense?
Cam Rison is what you're saying.
See, this is why I bring it to the group, because I had a kernel of an idea, and Ryan can make it bloom into a poisonous plant.
Damn it, go. Yeah, now it's terrible and bad.
Also, Utah should just be in the playoff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, just for being cool. Yeah, like the 12 team's going to be awesome, because you know what, Utah... Utah is clearly
I'm
like
quote Boo Corkin here. We value conference champions. Okay, value them.
Do it.
Well, when you get the 12 team, the coolest thing is that Utah, who's like, yeah, bro, I finally figured out my cycle and my sleep and shit. My deadlift's going to the roof, right? Like they're at that stage right now. They would be absolutely hammering people. Also appreciate this, that in a year where Oregon finally snapped their Utah thing, where Utah was just beating the shit out of them, and finally Oregon got some of their dignity back and was like, oh, okay, cool. Cool, we can beat Utah. Utah was like, well, who am I going to abuse now? USC came in like, hey, bro, good day.
Utah was like, I yield my time to Oregon State. Oregon was like, shit. Fuck.
Utah said, we found some even prettier pretty boys to ugly up.
Now you'll be ugly like me.
Ugly like my heart.
You'll feel the way I feel.
So USC's out. Utah should be in, but they won't be.
Yeah. Bama's out, additionally. They didn't do anything today because they didn't win their division.
Yes. All right. Let's just ask. Ohio State.
They're in.
They're in.
User A.W. Mueller has a great suggestion where he says, can we compromise and leave the Alabama question unanswered and just say Ohio State shouldn't be in the playoff?
without further elucidation?
I'm fine with this.
Yeah, if we say neither of them and Tulane, then great.
Mm-hmm.
But
and Utah.
Yeah, we're going to 5.
Yep.
I mean, Tulane season.
We can have a play-in game that starts as soon as Army Navy is over.
Tulane season was a lot harder than Alabama's. Do you know why? Because Tulane went 2-10 last year. Alabama didn't go 2-10 last year. If Alabama had gone 2-10 and then had this season, I'd be fucking impressed.
Also, Tulane, unlike Bama, beat a conference champion.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Kansas State.
Yeah. Also, I'm not above like picking people based on uniforms. I'm not.
Sure.
They look
also,
great.
Also,
you
Tulane
don't watch the games.
Tulane has a better record than Alabama. They both lost twice. Bama lost 2 games. Some people seem to forget that. But Tulane won an additional game because they won their conference, unlike Alabama.
These are all just facts.
I think South Carolina should be in the playoff.
Fuck it.
South Carolina, Tulane, Utah, Michigan. Who says no? Shit, TCU. Sorry.
Yeah. it's got to be 5. It's the only...
Yeah. Seriously, play in game number after Army-Navy. I have solved it. You are welcome.
So... Let's play out a little bit of comedy here.
Great.
Georgia.
That right? is funny.
Georgia, who had a lovely time today. Just a delightful... Georgia, who did not need freakish luck,
ooh,
who immediately got freakish luck twice in the first quarter.
I want to poke a hole.
Mm-hmm.
I want to poke a hole. We've talked, I've talked a lot this year about not having to see not having to see Georgia hit another gear a lot. Very, very early in the game before their superior talent and knocking aboutedness took over. Do you know what I think they were missing? And again, this is not a real diss, because it's the end of the season and they have done just fine and they put an entire defense into the first round of the NFL draft. But do you know what they really could have used, like at the start of this game, was the side-to-side teleportation ability of a N'Kobe Dean, like the hashtag-to-hashtag movement?
Yeah.
At least for a little while up there at the beginning, they were having some... I don't know if I'd call it getting gashed inside, but they were suffering some abrasions cutting through the middle. Where in a previous season, I think if you looked in some of these spots, you would have seen N'Kobe Dean just materialize on the spot from the opposite hashtag.
There is a
hashtag very, Jesus Christ.
There is a very
anyway.
Very,
it didn't matter. But
there is a small but vocal group of Georgia fans who are now my favorite object of curiosity, because they are like Keely Ringo truthers. They're like, yeah, Ringo sucks.
Just because... Wait.
He gets
is
beat all the time.
You want a guy who doesn't show up in the biggest games?
Listen, when you root for a really, really, really good team, you got to keep it interesting.
You have to make your own fun.
Yes,
yeah.
You absolutely have to create your own palace intrigue.
Yeah. Shouldn't you guys be focused on whether or not to save your travel budgets for the title game? That's what Bama people do.
No, they're already there. They're already in that sector. And of picking a brickbat, of picking like one thing that they're like, yeah, this guy sucks. I'm like, he had the game winning pick.
I want the guy who doesn't show up in your hour of greatest need.
That's Mr. Clutch.
Yeah. Dude, that's your St. Bernard with a barrel of rum around his neck. Show some goddamn respect.
He gets beat. Okay, cool.
Stetson Bennett shows up with water and a sensible snack.
That's right. Also,
carrot
a flyer. Gets
frozen to his hands in the snowstorm.
A flyer for the holiday sales at Stetson Bennett Kia of Waycross and Blackshear.
That most sacred of festivals, Toyota-thon.
That's right. It's the season for celebration here at Stetson Bennett Kia of Blackshear and Waycross and Waycross and Blackshear. Get yourself into a new Kia Sorento.
Are we talking about the Heisman finalist?
That's right. That's right. With 20 passing touchdown shit. I really enjoy that Stetson Bennett is going to be a Heisman finalist, and most of his numbers are like, oh, damn, 1987's greatest quarterback is here.
Hey, his completion percentage is one of the country's 20 best.
There you go.
He's throwing to eight armed office buildings that run a 4-3 at tight end. They have two of them.
I'm still mad about this. I'll be mad about this forever. How the fuck did you get two of those?
Today, every time he checked down to the flat, I was just like, completion percentage going up. Keep it moving.
That's a winner.
Up.
That's a winner. Heisman moment.
You know who threw a bunch of touchdowns his last year in college? Zach Wilson. You don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Touchdowns are bullshit.
You want to be Mike White.
Yeah.
Did I hear of a certain professional football club coming out with White Mike shirts today?
You did. White Mike. The Jets are so excited about Mike White getting the job that, yes, they are making T-shirts that say like Mike White, and I really hope they
folks
gave Zach Wilson
no,
one.
No, you got to make ones that say White Mike, or it doesn't
work.
Yeah.
By the way, who was it that invented the nickname White Mike? It was this very podcast. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, folks, for the detour into the NFL, but you know we have to celebrate these moments when we were right all along.
We're the only AFC East podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That is
Everyone
correct.
Everyone knows that.
Yes, lifelong Jets fan.
That's the other reason why Bama should be in the playoff. Have you seen how good Tua has been this season? Why aren't we rewarding that by putting Bama in the playoff? I can do this all night. I can come up with every stupid argument to put Bama in the playoff.
We know. Yes, you can.
I did want to also touch on this, that Jeff Brohm has paid a lot of money to coach Purdue football, and I'm not an engineer, so, you know, my math is bad.
I can't wait to see where this is going.
You know what that man loves? That man loves being down by two scores in different variations. It's like an elementary school.
It's a kink?
It is. It's totally a kink where he's like, well, if I kick a field goal now, I'll be less behind than I was before.
That makes sense to me, though. He's an offensive brain, and he loves the pressure of like, oh, we're going to need so much more offense. It's all on me, baby.
Are you saying that he procrastinates by points? He's like, yeah, we're going to put that off. We're going to put that off. I can't really get into the game plan unless, you know, I got serious pressure. Kick another field goal. Put us
down
more. We
gotta stop calling things edging. We're getting emails.
We're not getting edging
fair.
Emails.
Stop fair. Saying that.
What kind of edging emails?
But also, does it matter? Because Purdue just made its first Big Ten championship game since they created the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, was there a universe where you were like, ah, if only they'd done this touchdown play? Like, that wasn't going to happen. Not tonight.
So, like, even if all their threes became sevens, is that enough? Well, goddamn, that's a lot of threes.
It is a lot of threes. It is a lot of, yeah. See? It is a lot of threes.
I'm not pulling this out of thin air.
Actually,
that
still doesn't do it. That's five field goals, add 20 points, and they still lose by one.
Oh, shit.
Just a weird dude who also called, by the way, a fake flea flicker tonight, which was pretty sweet.
That was awesome.
That was kind of awesome. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
I mean, none of these things affect Donovan Edwards' rushing stats at all.
Nope,
that's the problem.
Nope, none of them do. The one-armed man. Just killing people left and right in the Midwest. That's what Donovan Edwards is. Also, by the way, somebody's going to get killed on that fake flea flicker. Like, somebody's gonna try that, right? They're gonna call it and be like, call it, it'll be so cool. And the linebacker is just going to annihilate the running back when he turns his back. Can't wait.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. I have another theory. Can we go back to the SEC?
Sure.
Okay, stick with me here for a minute. What year was the kick six?
2013.
So the oldest kids on LSU's team are how old in 2013?
This is a lot of math.
I mean, counting, okay, COVID year, fifth year seniors, they're 14 at most,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If you have any relatives or were yourself playing football in 2013, you remember that if you're in high school, you're still in the playoffs. If you're in college, you're at the tail end of the regular season. What are you doing for the next week? You are doing live ball drills with the kick six while your coach yells at you about this being a teaching moment. This is conceivably the first generation of a football team to have come up completely unaware of what it's like to have to run a week of live ball drills following the kick six. And like, they didn't have that cultural synapse connection in their brains. And that's why they kind of, both teams kind of stood around laughing while, what's his name, scooped that up and ambled for a score.
Yeah, they had a camera on.
I blame the media, is what I'm saying.
You should.
They had a camera on George's coach's booth when that was happening, and they were all in the background going, no, 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 no. And then he picked it up and started running. You're like, no, no, yeah. Go, 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 go.
I thought it looked to me like Chris Smith seemed aware that, like, he seemed aware that he was going to be able to pick the ball up and advance it.
But he was like,
it was
be
just
cool.
Sort of laying low, waiting for LSU to wander off the field. So, yeah. Like, It looked to me like everyone in the building forgot the rule except the one guy who mattered.
And that was super convenient. No, I think he absolutely knew. I think the reason that the rest of his companions and opponents on the field were not prepared is that they were tweens or very young teenagers when the actual kick six happened, and they did not have that like cultural touchstone.
But the moment that will last from this game, If Jason is right and USC's tackling was trying to corral a child that is not yours and you don't know very well at a birthday party, the tackle we saw in this game was, your child is melting down at the grocery store and you're leaving right now. You are absolutely leaving right now without saying a word. That's what happened to Jaden Daniels. Just absolutely like, nope, you will not act this way in Albertson, sir. You will not.
He got Albert Sund.
God damn.
Like, it was like hoisting a trophy or setting someone up for a choke slam and then thinking better of it.
Yes. It was almost gentle in its own power. It was like powerfully gentle.
Like everyone is immediately like, oh my God, that's the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen. And it's like, I would rather be disrespected than choke slammed, quite frankly.
It could have been much worse.
Let's put this in another frame. He got Iron Giant-ed.
George Foster said it looked like he was about to do a finishing move, right? Like looking to the crowd with the finger in the air, like
friendship.
Whoa!
Friendship.
Yes. Babality. The other moment from actually, which was it, this one where we had the Dr. Pepper toss end in a bullshit tie? Was it this one or the Big 12?
I think that was the Big 12.
Yeah, but then there was enough.
Regardless, we had the storyline throughout the day of the Dickensian Hunger Games Dr. Pepper scholarship toss like every year. And there was a tie in one of them, and it was revealed immediately afterward that, in fact, the tiebreaker had been broken the day prior. And it's the first time I've ever heard people booing the Dr. Pepper scholarship toss. Because a just total bullshit surprise storyline had been injected to it. Like, oh, actually, this development you'd never thought about has already been resolved for you. Hooray! Let's applaud Dr.
Definitely
Pepper.
Definitely don't question this or any other elements of the Dr. Pepper scholarship.
Where's Dr. Pepper based out of?
Why, that would be Waco, Texas.
Right. Where does TCU play? In Texas. That's why Bama should jump TCU for the playoff spot, because they're not participating in soda-based scholarship fraud.
How do you know? They probably are.
Okay, but it's light soda. It's diet soda-based scholarship fraud.
Oh, bullshit.
Cab fraud.
Ain't nothing diet about it. Come on.
The one good thing the internet did today was so bully Dr. Pepper that they gave both participants enough money to make it through like a semester of college. So.
Honestly, that's their fault for letting a Duke student in there in the first fucking place. Yeah. That's a trigger.
That guy who was like, "Yeah, I can have a real college experience now," and I'm like,
"He said like it was worse. He was like a proper college life."
Yeah, and I'm like, a proper college life would be not having $100,000.
I'll tell you what a proper college life is. It's my freshman year roommate who got his car sideswiped in a parking lot while he wasn't in it, and used the insurance money to buy a stereo system for our dorm room, and never repaired his car in any way, shape, or
That's
form.
Right. That is right. Dude, that's absolutely.
Go Gators! Go Gators!
I did basically the same thing. A pizza. I think it was Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut driver slammed into the back of my truck. And with the insurance money, I forget which video games I bought, but it was quite a few of them. The truck was never repaired, no.
I blew mine on liquor and eating out. It was great. Phenomenal. Like,
You're not going to tell us what the insurance money's from?
No, it was that would be very Florida if I didn't, but I did turn a ruined truck into a trip to Paris. That was what I did with mine.
Sure.
It was great. That's how you change a truck into a trip to the disco.
My proper college experience was eating butterscotch pudding for breakfast in a beer pitcher that I had made in a beer pitcher that I stole from campus pub. Go Vols.
So, is TCU going to make the playoff? Because otherwise, the Big 12 will have to explain the officiating from the championship game.
God, that'd be a neat trick.
Like it feels like. To some degree, it's like, yeah, I don't know. It looks like he did get in on third and goal. We didn't review it. Anyway, let's just make this not very important because these are real people with families.
I mean, I give officials, like, officiating football is just damn near impossible.
Sure.
It's fucking impossible. Unless you have an overhead camera in a crucial moment where you might take a minute.
What would we call it?
But Spencer, surely the ball was invisible from this particular angle.
It was clear as hell. It was right there. Also, Sonny Dykes, what are you doing? I'm not running a play. I'm going to take off all my clothes and get nude on TV to make you delay.
I'm taking 15 delays of game until you review this play.
I don't give a fuck, yeah. I'm going to lay down and pretend to have a heart attack.
do the small child. Let's return to the small child in the grocery store and just lay face down on the ground with your hands at your
like,
sides and scream. Yeah.
Just
imagine on camera looking over and Sonny Dykes is planking. He's just absolutely on the ground.
Jesus, he's licking every cantaloupe. God damn it, Sonny.
Heaving and sobbing.
You said we could get ice cream cake. I didn't say that. I didn't.
I'm so lightheaded. I think I just passed out for a second.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
Tell the entire team to lock their knees on the sideline until they all just tip over.
My other theory is that TCU read all the reports. Like, I mean, what? We had 3 conference championship games where everybody was like, these only matter for seeding. And I think if you are Georgia, undefeated Georgia, you're like, yep, that makes sense. And if you're undefeated Michigan, you're like, yep, that makes sense. And I think if you're TCU, you're like, all right, let's test this theory, friend. Let's see how accurate your predictions are.
Yeah, we're going to fact check the media is what we're going to do. Yeah.
Let's see exactly how a TCU-type team does with a seemingly secured playoff spot decided in the last week that surely won't get moved.
Ryan,
what could go
like
wrong?
You want to slip into that voice again, and I encourage you to just go ahead and go with that instead.
The Horned Frog demands your respect.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I.
Are we seeing maybe an outcry for another, like a something subtly titled like director of on-field operations, but the opposite of a get-back coach, where when some real hollering is called for, is the person who can choreograph this kind of thing in the moment.
You need a rat fucker. That's what you need. You need somebody who knows every
sideline,
single
dirty
trick.
You need a sideline rat fucker. Yeah.
Yeah, you need a rat fucker who's like, I can fix that, right?
So like how everyone who watches football knows that they should just put a 13-year-old Madden player in charge of timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, we're going to put, what is the angriest type of person? That's the type of person who tells the coach when
message
to just...
board poster.
Okay, so you're the champion of your local message board is the person who tells the coach when it's time to go prone.
Mm-hmm. It's the Taco Bell postinist fan.
You need the person on the message board who's like, here's how I do it. You need the Dale Gribble
board,
right?
The moment where you need the built different guy.
You need pockets. You need Coach Pocket Sand, right? You need the guy who's like, hey, you know what would, you know, God, things aren't going our way.
You know what they're not expecting? Fifth down. Hit him with it.
Yeah. Somebody who's like, sack of raccoons, and just
speaking
lets them loose on the sideline, right?
Speaking of Colorado.
Colorado's in the news.
You need somebody who shows up with a puffy coat, and every single puffy coat has a different small endangered animal in it.
I think if TCU doesn't make the playoff for whatever reason, and I don't think that's going to be the case, but let's say it is. I think the answer is now that we've seen, okay, not having a championship game, that's bad. Having a championship game, that's bad.
That's bad.
I think it should become optional. Like in the same way that earlier this week, Ohio State was like, we would like to decline a Rose Bowl. Here's who we would recommend for a Rose Bowl pick. I think TCU should have been given the option, like, do you want it? Do you want to play for the Big 12 championship? Mm. And say, like, listen, if you decline, Kansas State is going to get it, but you won't get the compromise is you won't get a loss. They'll get the title. They'll get the trophy, blah, 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 blah. But you
get
can
a
just,
week to rest.
Yes, you can just opt out. You can just opt out and skip this altogether. I think that's a fair compromise.
It's a very
fair
compromise.
Like, ideally, it's if you have beaten every team in the conference, why the fuck do you need a conference title game? We already know who the best team in the conference is. It's not the team that won the conference.
Right. Which is what makes it very different from the Pac-12 championship game, because it's like, well, they already played. It's like, yes. We got to listen to Gary.
Listen, TCU, this is the time to prove your Texitude. If this goes sideways and y'all react with anything less than the energy you gave Jade Helm, I'm going to be so disappointed. Jade Helmet, this is where we're going.
Here's the argument, TCU. TCU, don't worry about arguing that you should be in the playoff. Argue that you should be the one seed. Here's why.
Yeah.
You played the toughest opponent. You had the toughest conference opponent today. No question.
Yeah.
Of the competition. 2, you had the most competitive game. Your game went to overtime. You had to play more conference championship game than these other teams did.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, lazy Georgia only played four quarters.
Barely, arguably.
Barely, yeah.
Down on the Suwannee River.
In the sleepy south.
In the sweet by and by.
Plus, TCU had to play a team that they had already beaten.
And that was battle-tested by Tulane.
Georgia didn't have to do that.
Nope.
Michigan didn't have to do that, I don't think.
Nope. By proxy.
I don't really remember who's played Purdue.
By proxy, TCU has played the best team in Louisiana, and Georgia only played the second best team.
TCU now has a transitive victory over TCU. Come
oh,
on.
Oh, shit.
Yes, correct. That is one of the funniest parts about this, is that by virtue of this game happening, TCU's best win just got better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which K-State, is hilarious.
K-State will go up to... K-State will go up to like 7 or 8
seven,
or so.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
yeah, that should be enough, more yes. than enough, to keep TCU.
TCU number one. TCU
now,
number one.
This is another argument for putting Bama in the playoff, if I can pick up the ball from Ryan. Because
please.
TCU having a win over TCU is against Jim Harbaugh's religion.
And that's for Bama?
You can't have the...
Yeah, so Michigan, for religious reasons, Michigan has to stay out. Yeah.
Because TCU's dicks might touch in the middle.
So yeah. Michigan is leaving, opening a spot for Michigan,
right.
for Bama. Okay.
Yeah.
Just writing the phrase, TCU's dicks might touch in the middle for
Let's
my
start
future
here.
Tattoo.
Bama is so good that really they deserve two playoff... Bama deserves two playoff spots, right? I think we all understand and why that is true. But... because they're trying to be good sports and good stewards of the sport, they'll just take one. They'll just take one. Just,
I love it. I love it. Calling them the stewards of the sport. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Who are you calling a steward?
So we are here to be respectful custodians of the game that is ours.
Steward's my wife's boyfriend. Don't you
that
bring it up
again. Let everyone else play.
I'll plow these fields. One fullback at a time. Actually, we ain't had a fullback.
Rick Bragg, how'd you get in here, you piece of shit?
Remember to subscribe to Southern Living. Your mama likes it, and the recipes are good.
Fine. They're all right.
They're all right, yeah.
Taking over Garden and Gun and changing the name to Gun and Gun.
Gun and Gun, the official magazine of Alabama.
I did come up with a list of non-playoff things that were awesome from this year that I'd like to share with y'all, if that's all right.
Oh, please. Yeah. Oh, right. Non-playoff things.
Yeah, because it turns out the playoff is not the most important thing.
No.
It's fucked up, but it's true. Duke.
Why? Because Bama's not in it? Sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I object to that. 100% object to that. I think I presented several airtight cases.
Mm-hmm.
Duke won 5 conference games this year for only the fourth time since 1980. Fuck yeah, Duke.
Hell yes, Duke football.
Yeah.
Today, in their win, Kansas State, Chris Klieman, became the only non-Bill Snyder coach in school history to win 10 games.
Also sick.
Oh, God.
Well done. With offensive coordinator Colin Klein, by the way, who called a hell of a game.
Yep, yep. Kansas won as many conference games this year as they did in the previous 7 years combined.
Lifelong Jayhawk fans here.
Illinois won 8 games, a thing they hadn't done since the Rashard Mendenhall Rose Bowl year. UTSA has a chance to finish with 12 wins in back-to-back seasons, which is fucking hard.
Sick.
Which
Absolutely
is fucking
sick.
Hard
yeah.
no
it's
matter
fucking
where
hard
you
and
are.
Somehow going kind of under the radar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they didn't do last year's, like, you know... Meep, motherfucker.
Maximum meep.
Swap
no, they just, they're just doing the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
UConn is bowl eligible for the first time in 7 years, and we have the fucking t-shirts now. Ohio went 3-9 last year. This year, won 9 games and made it to the MAC championship game.
An Ohio team in a conference title game?
Who thought such things were legal?
Imagine.
Crazy.
I did briefly consider calling Purdue Nerd-Hio State to see if we could just make this game
matter
that's
more. Deeply
good.
Cruel.
Thank you.
I like it.
Chris Creighton took over the record for career wins at EMU, and he is now going to be responsible for 5 of the program's 6 total bowl appearances.
Build the statue out of cinder blocks.
Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer went 10-2 in his first year at Washington. Were things good at Washington last year? No. No, they
no,
weren't.
They're very much bad.
No, they weren't. We've already talked about Utah, but Utah is now the only team from the Rest in Peace Pac-12 South to win the conference championship twice. The only
just
one.
Like we drew it up.
Mm-hmm. Oregon State got ranked for the first time in 9 seasons, and they could win 10 games for the first time since 2006. Tennessee beat Bama. That's a thing.
Holly's blowing out her mic right now, by the way, laughing.
You do that every goddamn week. Let me have this.
I know. Like, no, I'm
she's got place. It's sent her full Spencer. That's how crazy it is.
Yeah. Everyone saw.
Everyone saw.
Everyone saw.
South Carolina beat Clemson. That was some shit that happened. JMU, their first year in FBS, went 8-3, and they should have been in the Sun Belt title game, except for this dumb. Well, you're new, so you don't get to have all the fun things. You don't get to unlock all the features.
Which is a really stupid rule.
Yeah.
What is the basis for that?
I don't. It would make sense to if someone's moving down, it would make sense.
Sure.
Because you don't want to send a ringer down to just stampede through FCS. But like if you're I don't know.
It's. I mean, it's purely.
I actually would love to see somebody try that.
It's purely to protect like the existing interest from to make it okay to like bring if North Dakota State or somebody decides to jump up, you can be like, fine, but you can't embarrass us this badly.
You can't embarrass us immediately.
You can't win the Big Ten West in year one, which you would have done several times in the past decade.
Marshall beat Notre Dame. That's still a thing that happened.
That's very funny. It happened.
And
it's funny.
And is a thing that is, I guess, possibly keeping us from having. Well, no, the USC game happened too, and the Ohio State game. Yeah, Notre Dame was never getting in the playoff. We live in a good year. Troy went after 3 losing seasons in a row. Went 11-2 and won the Sun Belt.
Yeah, did y'all happen to see what Troy did tonight?
Share with us all.
Spencer, I'm going to tag you in on this because I heard about all this from you.
Very exciting. The announcing, by the way, before the game, Coastal Carolina saying that Grayson McCall was going to be the starting quarterback. Oh, cool. Like, Coastal's probably going to just, you know, get in there, mop up, and kick. Nope. Troy went 11-2 and beat Coastal tonight 45-26, and most of that was in garbage time. It was 45-13 going into the fourth. So, well done, Troy.
I only watched champions. The fourth quarter. It was nasty.
Yeah.
And then my last one, South Alabama, after 5 losing seasons in a row, went 10-2 this year. I forgot to put it on here. New Mexico State.
Yeah. Woo! At the buzzer.
At the buzzer. Bowl eligible. A very, very fucking hard place to get bowl
eligible. Hats chilies for everybody.
Yep.
New Mexico State treating Valparaiso like it was Liberty. God.
Oh, that's right. New Mexico State did beat Liberty, didn't they?
Yeah,
that's correct.
Ryan, that was lovely. It's good to have. Thank you. It's good to feel nice about things after all the hating we do on non-playoff teams like Alabama. My one objection, of course, is saying nice things about Duke. Nerds.
Duke football.
Fucking nerds.
Listen. I felt like I had to pull something from
Nothing in
the
Duke's
ACC.
Athletic department.
I'm gonna have to get this out of my system now that Cutcliffe is no longer at the head of the program, but it's not quite out of there yet.
Okay. What? All right. What if I pivot it? What if by praising Duke for this, we are actually reminding Texas A&M, which did not win as many games as Duke, that this is their dude. This is their dude who's doing all this. This is Mike Elko.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Okay.
He took all the magic with him. That's it.
He did.
There was so much magic.
He was running that program.
That would actually be awesome if we found out we're like, Jimbo didn't even come to the office.
It was like week 9.
He was Jeffy Bowden it all along.
All those papers, that's his sci-fi novel he's been working on.
Like late October, he discovered all of Elko's papers, and he's like, I don't know which ones are important. I better take them all.
This is about an alternative universe where the sexiest thing you can do is have weird, thinning hair.
Protagonist is named Mimbo.
It's about a secret agent called Fimbo Jisher, who is incredibly rich and handsome, and whose football players actually listen to the things he tells them to do. It's about a fictional universe where I get to leave Texas A&M.
But he can.
The naked hot woman looked at the desk and said, "Those papers, they're so sexy. How do you have so many of them?"
Ooh, coach, there's so many papers.
Surely you can't have more than 100 plays in your playbook.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Fimbo
Ryan,
removed,
just got uncomfortably real.
Fimbo removed his sweatshirt.
Fimbo opened his filing cabinet and her jaw dropped at the sight of all his papers.
I can't believe it's 1:18 in the morning on December Sunday and we're writing Jimbo erotic fanfics.
The A&M fans were sure that they were free this week. They were sure this was the week that they could take off, but it's never
rich.
A week off.
Never. There is no log off.
No days off. No days off, unlike Jimbo.
You have Mike Elko to thank for it. He led us here.
Jimbo took off 7 days this week, this season. 7 Saturdays, to be specific. Still got paid, though. Got a lot of personal time built up.
Lord rested on the seventh day, and I'm almost as rich as him.
I wrote more stuff than he did. You want to see it? Here's a whole stack of it.
It's so good.
What is an unbreakable coaching buyout but a covenant, really, if you think about it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Hey, how many national titles does Jimbo have?
The one. He's got the one.
So I understand why he carries all those loose papers. Because a 3-ring binder might be a little triggering. I'm sorry, I need some ice for my shoulder.
It was good.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah.
It was good.
No, it wasn't. Don't encourage me.
I want to shout out a number of players, by the way, including a champion, Mountain West champion, Jake fucking Hayner. That's right, Jake Hayner, who recovered from... Let's see.
Bradley Van Pelt Award winner 2021, Jake Hayner.
Yes, Jake Hayner, who suffered, he was
he
hit
of
by...
Endless
basically everything
no
that happened to Duke Nukem in the games has happened to Jake Hayner in real life.
They took
a lot of organs out of him.
Yep.
Yeah, he was hit by another car. He was hit by a bus in the middle of a game. Plane crashed on the field in Fresno, and Jake Hayner still completed a pass. He had a little rough stretch in the middle of the season, but our boy recovered just in time to do the Steph Curry celebration coming off the field against Boise State today in a 28-16 victory for the lad, the most durable lad, the guy who puts every defense over, not by losing to them, but by being like, oh, you hit so hard.
The guy who sells his ass off.
He does sell. I know it really hurts, but he always looks like Ric Flair selling.
The Shawn Michaels doing overly sarcastic selling. That's Jake Hayner.
Just Jake Hayner looking at Boise State going, I'm sorry, I love you, and throwing the game-winning TD. Shouts out to him. You know who else had a really, really cool year and went from one spot where we knew him and then became an entirely different player somewhere else? Michael Penix Jr.
Sure.
At Washington, who, by the way, is your yardage leader for the year. Okay. Had a fantastic year in a Washington offense that would not stop scoring. Not Stetson.
Damn.
I know. That's astonishing. The number of people who threw more touchdowns than Stetson Bennett is significant, but none of them had more heart. You know, or more deals to offer you at Stetson Bennett Kia of Waycross and Blackshear. Come on down and get you a Kia Telluride, a spacious vehicle big enough for everybody. Hell, we could put 11 people on it and drive you to a national title, just
you
like
know,
Stetson did it.
Today, I think Stetson jumped from 67th in touchdowns to 42nd. That's really good.
He is the greatest quarterback in Georgia history.
Every quarterback should transfer at least once, and this is my long way of saying, man, Bo Nix, man, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy I'm more happy that this happened because it's funny as hell to me that you went out to the Pac-12 away from everything Southern and just bloomed, just blossomed. You're like, yeah, I'm not going back. It's nice out here. I can throw for over 3,000 yards and 27 TDs.
Drake May to Oregon. Drake May to Oregon.
That's, oh my God. Drake May would throw for 9,000 yards.
Yes. Yes, he would.
Other favorite quarterback, Jaden Delora of Arizona, baby. If you didn't watch Jaden Delora, 25 TDs, 13 picks, constant electricity.
Stuff happening.
Stuff happening, whether you want it to or not.
Content.
It's still posting. Our most endless poster of quarterbacks is Jaden Delhar. You're like, is he still the thread? And Jaden Delhar is like, 15 of 543. The thread will not stop.
If you look at his stats, the one game where Jaden Delhar was like, oh, even I will just fucking dominate nonstop. Here's the stat line. 33 of 46 for 484 yards, 6 touchdowns, no picks. Who's the opponent?
USC.
Colorado.
God dang.
Yep.
Poor Colorado.
Yep. Hey, it's going to be different now.
Oh, my God. It's going to be... that's certainly the adjective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That I cannot be hot takes on that. I cannot be.
Can you imagine they went from... Like, seriously, they went from a coach who was clinically dead to Deion Sanders.
They went from one of the least... functional Power Five rosters ever to who knows what Deion will bring in like overnight. Like, it's gonna be a lot. A player I'd like to shout out is Max Duggan, TCU quarterback.
Hell yes. Oh my god.
During this game, probably the most ridiculous drive I can recall seeing a single player do in terms of like just a lone ball carrier. It almost looked like his strategy for this game was just to fucking yeet the ball down the field to open up the to like open up the line of scrimmage so that he could then scramble through it and get flattened and then throw the ball again to back him up a little bit more and then to run straight ahead. There was one drive where he ran for, because of a penalty, he ran for 95 yards, and it was a crucial drive in the fourth quarter.
An 80-yard?
Yeah, 80-yard drive that he ran for 95 yards.
Sure, normal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normal game.
And like, it got to the point where I saw Joel Anderson said he wished that TCU had not got the ball first in overtime just to give Max Duggan a break.
Oh, just one of those, like, absolutely, like, why would you play a quarterback? Why wouldn't you play a quarterback kind of games? Where you go, man, that seems like the position you'd want to play. And then the next play you'd be like, I never want to play that position. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What did we forget? What did we miss?
So we have the New Year's Six, assuming the committee doesn't do anything stupid, is like very, very set in stone already.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Georgia, Michigan, 1-2. Georgia will get the Peach Bowl. 3-4, TCU, Ohio State in some combo, most likely. The Rose Bowl is obvious. Utah won it, and Penn State would be the next Big Ten team up. The Sugar would be obvious. K-State won the Big 12. And then Alabama would be the next SEC team up. The Orange would get the ACC's Clemson. And they would get the next SEC team, Tennessee, giving us, in my opinion, the orangest Orange Bowl ever.
At last, a true Orange
Which is
Bowl.
Saying a lot, considering the number of times Florida and Miami have played in it. Like mm-hmm. You got to do something to be
Josh there. Heupel Bronzer Challenge.
Come on down, Dabo. Time to find out who's creepier about Jesus.
And then
challenge accepted.
The Cotton Bowl gives us the two leftover teams. USC's defense trying to wrangle and corral Tulane's offense.
Legitimate challenge.
Yeesh.
And that's it. Very likely your New Year's Six.
Great.
It's a pretty weird mix. Utah, Penn State, like that's that's like that. I'm seeing a lot of like 10-7.
I want to go
parking the bus at 10-7 for.
I don't
an
love
hour.
This about myself, but I want to go to that one.
I see like the two greatest opponents to Penn State, which are Utah's defense and James Franklin. That's it. Can they overcome James Franklin?
Pennsylvania has overcome men named Franklin before.
I think Penn State, if Jason's right, and I have no reason to think he won't be, I think Penn State's going to win that because we need some more heat on James Franklin getting every job that's ever available. Like,
yeah,
we went really thin on that this year, and I feel like we need that to bubble back up.
Yeah.
We need to return to our roots.
I'm hearing he's in on the USC job. Lincoln Riley's just not getting it done.
Don't speak these things into existence, Stone, because you know it can happen.
Okay, wait,
like...
what if it's a one-for-one swap with Cliff and they just switch jobs?
I was just now thinking, like, there's probably going to be NFL interest in Lincoln Riley at some point, especially now that he's with, like, a more, he's in an NFL market, literally, right? That'll probably happen.
Chargers.
Saying.
Chargers. Everybody's got to coach the Chargers once. Let's go, baby.
Even us. Yeah, which one of us is next in that rotation? Remind me.
I think you're up.
Ah, shit. All right.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I got, I just need to get a skin check before I go. I'm worried about melanoma.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I am greatly looking forward to a week of extremely tepid debate over who should have been in the playoff.
Why? Because Bama's getting in, and everybody understands that they should.
That's correct.
It's like it's this funny thing where everyone fears Bama getting in as if they constantly bullshit their way into playoffs. They've only bullshitted their way in once. They've only been the four seed once, and they won the fucking title that year, and they were like the least bad choice. Like the one time they've bullshitted their way into the playoff, they were the closest thing to a decent choice. But it's like this, like, everyone just dreads them, this idea of Bama making a playoff without deserving it.
All right, let me try something here. If you have to fill, let's say the three, we have three spots set with TCU, Michigan, Georgia. If you have to put a fourth in, and you can't have Ohio State and you can't have Bama, who is that spot going to?
Vols.
Tennessee? Woo! Tennessee?
Yes. Fuck it.
It's hard.
I think that's the wrong answer, but I understand it.
Too bad.
It's hard to give it to a team that has lost by 700,000 points.
Don't care. We do hard things all the time. That's why we went to the moon.
I mean, it, you might not
we
care.
Didn't go to the, we didn't go to the moon, but that's why we should do this.
Who goes in, Jason?
I mean, Jesus, that's...
See?
You can't go USC, because they can't tackle, and they're wildly overrated.
I'm sorry, why are you being judgmental about their playing style? There are a lot of different ways to get things done, Jason.
I'm looking at FPI right now. It's
it's pretty bad.
Texas is sixth. That's the state of things.
Wow.
Like, honestly, Tennessee is the best choice. Like, they beat Bama. like, putting Bama in the playoff would be fucking ridiculous.
If Hendon Hooker was healthy, I would understand this. But we cannot put Joe Milton in the playoff. We just can't do that.
Sure we can.
It's not a good plan.
We've done way dumber shit than that.
I know. Why don't you want to have a quarterback who can throw the ball the farthest in the playoff? I didn't say to anyone.
Then I would have gotten South Carolina. Then I'd go with South Carolina and Spencer Rattler.
So honestly, if we were actually doing this, you'd have to go with Clemson.
Really?
Yeah.
I was gonna say Kansas State.
They've lost three games.
So who cares?
Well, if you don't care about that, put in fucking Notre Dame. Who gives a shit?
No. All right. I care about it now. Never mind. I care. I care. I care. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
God dang, Jason. Why would you say something like that?
Let's put in Illinois. There. Everyone's happy.
All right. All right.
Fine.
All right. Purdue fans shaking their fists. Why? You had your chance, Purdue.
No, I do think Tennessee should rank ahead of Bama. I don't really care who's hurt and whatever. Like, they beat them. I saw it. So,
I seen
like,
it.
That is true. But Bama has better losses. Don't worry about to whom they were.
Yeah, no.
God.
And has beaten no one in particular. That's the craziest thing. They barely beat an injured Texas.
Again, I just want the NFL to have to do this for 1 year so we can see NFL fans have to sort of be like, yeah, but... The Vikings have better loss. Like, it sounds fucking insane.
The
minute you apply to anything else, it just is like, what are you talking about? You sound like you're having a stroke.
Who are our Vikings this year? A team that's like, I guess that's like USC or Clemson, where it's like, yeah, I know what their record is, but they suck, right?
It's Clemson. Right? Because like, then that would put, like, Caleb Williams on...
I think that
Kirk
makes
Cousins tier, and
makes,
I don't want that.
I think that makes TCU the Eagles, where you're like, yeah, man, I'm not confident they're going to do anything.
No one,
fuck yeah.
No one knows why their record looks so pretty.
Yep.
What's their best play? QB sneak.
Alabama is definitely the Bills. Like, the record is kind of bad, but nobody fucking wants to play them.
Yeah, right. Right.
I wanted to ask, so if the playoff stands as is, the last team in is Ohio State, correct?
Yeah. And that is why when the game was over and Spencer had his fun, Spencer yelled and hollered and said mean things about my beloved Buckeyes, I remained calm. I remained resolute. I was unbowed. I didn't cry. I didn't scream, because I understood that I am but a pebble in the river of life, and it will carry me where it will. And it's carried me here, back to the playoff.
God, what a year
Where I was. I like that you walked directly to this bear trap for me, where, as a four seed, you will be facing whom?
Georgia.
That's correct.
Just Jalen Carter carrying C.J. Stroud like his child to go get concessions.
Do you remember the last time Bama, or Ohio State rather, was a four seed in the playoff against an SEC team?
That would be, I'm sorry, the Cardale Jones miracle against Alabama. So, yeah, let's not go ahead and just take that for granted just yet. I will say, though, C.J. Stroud is no Cardale Jones. And that's no insult to C.J. Stroud. There's only one amazing Ohio Viking.
So that I'm is just looking around at some numbers. I think Georgia might be like a 4-5 point favorite.
I genuinely can't tell if Holly is raising her hand or dancing at this point.
I think she's dancing to in honor of Cardale Jones.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
As we all should, you know. Also, the running back Ezekiel Elliott actually got used. Right, in that attack, and ran for over 200 yards against Alabama, which Ryan Day sometimes forgets he has running backs.
We also, look, I understand Georgia's very good, and I understand every logical argument says Georgia should win this game. If we don't get an Ohio State-Michigan rematch in the national championship, like, come on, what were we even doing here? I would either take TCU wins it outright and everybody's like, what the fuck? or the game rematch. Every other outcome, not interested.
This is like the only time ever I have wanted a college football rematch. College football rematches are bullshit. It's a sport founded on if you lose to someone, you feel bad about it for 12 months.
Yep.
No relief from that terrible feeling. But Ohio State Michigan title game would be the biggest game in college football history. How do you turn that down?
Yep.
You turn it down because you want to see what I want to see, which is Georgia TCU. Let's go.
Sure. I'll take that, too. I'll take Georgia's commitment to, like, logic and facts and reason and TCU just doing some wacky bullshit and seeing if that's what it takes to disrupt Georgia.
Just at Herschel Walker, what do you think about Sonny Dykes? And just see the answer that spills out.
Oh, my God. We're almost done with that guy. I promise y'all. George's about to get that guy up out of here.
Again, Stetson Bennett, the greatest dog of all time.
The greatest Heisman participant in the history of the Georgia Bulldogs program.
I might vote for him just to get him out of the paint.
I hope Stetson Bennett goes to the Heisman ceremony. You know those sunglasses that, like, go over the top of your head? Like, this is some super 2002 shit.
Like someone from a movie about ravers.
Yes, that's what I hope Stetson. But otherwise, just like normal suit, but just those sunglasses.
So he'll dress like he did when he was like 17.
Correct. This is junior college.
Bennett just walks up and goes, "Call me Triple X."
I would feel his neck tat.
If Stetson Bennett's like, finally, time to unveil the real me, an action star from 2000.
Kirby Smart can't hold me down any longer. It's time to flourish.
You'll find me in cyberspace.
Whatever, brah. Let's blade.
Type in AOL keyword Stetson.
Yeah, that's it. I want dark. I want the year 2000 dark web Stetson Bennett action
Did
hero.
Did we even have a dark web? Was it like ISP?
I think it was just the sex chat rooms in AOL.
It was like the kid who comes to your house and he's like, "Do you have Netscape?" And you're like, "What the fuck is that?"
Have you seen boobs on MySpace before?
It's like, check it out. It's like AOL, but you can leave AOL.
What's nuts?
Holy shit, you can leave AOL.
You guys are amazing.
You're allowed to go outside.
Before we really start writing the Stetson Bennett Triple X movie, where he's like,
preceded
hold on.
By the Jimbo Fisher erotica.
Yeah. Hold on, I've got a street luge to my next meeting.
What meetings is Stetson going to take? Well,
nothing I can tell you about.
To the NFL Combine.
Got a street luge to
the
NFL
2001
Combine.
NFL Combine.
While hammering a surge. People are like, oh, God. Is there anything else we missed before we wrap at 1:40 a.m. in this final championship?
How can there be anything else?
The full cast after dark.
People are going to ask us, hey, are you doing any after darks at future day? I don't know. I didn't even know if we were doing this one, quite frankly.
I made a calendar.
Hey, Ryan, we're doing a full cast after dark tonight. Yeah.
Why y'all putting all that pressure on us?
Like we'll do it or we won't.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
Shit, man. What am I, Stetson Bennett, the most reliable man in college football?
I'm not in charge. I don't know why I'm acting like I'm in charge. I'm not remotely in charge.
I think you mean the most dangerous.
It's not my fault.
It's like the least dangerous.
That's what you think.
That's right.
Y'all ever think about how Split Zone Duo is way more organized and ahead of the game in business development, and yet they can't catch us in popularity?
So,
I think we're good.
That's it. We're good. Yeah. Everybody, thank you for joining us tonight, bearing with us for initial technical difficulties to get to the consistent greatness that we provide. All right. And again, if you made it this far, right, you're truly extreme. Thank you to all of you who made this season absolutely fantastic. This has been more fun than I could have anticipated. Every single week, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to stay awake for this. And at the end, I'm like, I'm going to be awake for another 2 hours because I'm excited talking about Stetson Bennett as a Vin Diesel character. So thank you.
In the middle of the night, I'm walking in my sleep. From the desert.
All right, y'all. Bye.
River so deep.
I would like to hear Gollum sing that.
We are living here. I can't. I'm not sure I can get into Gollum.
I can't. Yeah, I can't do it.
No, that's Dobby.
Another perfect episode.
Something.
There it is. He's got it.
But the river's wide. Too far to cross. Hey, where are you
going? That was just bullshit.
Desert of truth. River so deep.
River so deep.
Yes, master.
I've been looking for something. We all live in the ocean. That's Peter Lorre. Why can't I summon Gollum?
They're pretty similar.